This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States will not send Ukraine rocket systems that can reach into Russia. This according to President Joe Biden on Monday. The comments followed reports that the Biden administration was preparing to send advanced long-range rocket systems to Kyiv as it battles the Russian invasion of its country. Meanwhile, efforts to evacuate civilians in the Luhansk region of eastern Ukraine were suspended on Monday after an armored transport was hit by shrapnel from a Russian shell, killing a French journalist, this according to a regional governor. The governor wrote on the Telegram app that the shrapnel had pierced the vehicle's armor, killing the accredited French journalist traveling inside. The French Foreign Ministry said it was checking the report of the journalist's death. A regional governor says an intense battle is going on for the key city of Severodonetsk in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Luhansk's governor says Russian forces have entered the outskirts of the city and are pushing towards nearby Lysychansk, and that two civilians have been killed and another five wounded in the latest Russian shelling. The Ukrainian military adds Russian forces are reinforcing their positions on the northeastern and southeastern outskirts of Severodonetsk and bringing additional equipment and ammunition into the area to press their offensive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian soldiers who surrendered to Russian forces at the Azovstal steel plant in the city of Mariupol may face the death penalty, that according to a pro-Moscow separatist official on Monday. The statement was made by the justice minister of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic in eastern Ukraine. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. An AP survey shows the thinking of Democratic and Republican governors regarding gun violence in the United States mirrors a partisan divide that has stymied action in Congress and in many state capitals. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has that story.
Democratic governors are amplifying their calls for greater restrictions on guns, while Republican governors are emphasizing more security at schools. There was agreement that the governors have a responsibility to try to do something. Governors of both parties mentioned the need to invest in mental health services and training. But when asked about people younger than 21 being prohibited from buying guns and ammunition magazines being limited to no more than 10 bullets, many Democratic governors said yes, but many Republican governors either sidestepped the questions or said they opposed them. I'm Mike Hempen.
Today's Memorial Day in the United States, President Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president saluted as taps played after laying the wreath of red and white roses wrapped in red, white, and blue ribbon in front of the tomb.
Memorial Day is always a day where pain and pride are mixed together.
The president says Memorial Day is not the only day to remember those who gave their lives for their country.
It must be a daily commitment to act, to come together, to be worthy of the price that was paid.
This is also the day the president's veteran son, Beau, died of a brain tumor in 2015. He and the First Lady attended church near their home in Delaware and laid flowers at their son's grave.
It always feels to me on Memorial Day, I see him. Not as it was the last time I held his hand, but the day I pinned his bars on him.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Streets in Beijing were busier on Monday as residents in two districts were allowed to return to work, while Shanghai inched closer toward lifting its two-month-old COVID-19 lockdown this week as the number of cases across China fell. The World Health Organization does not believe the monkeypox outbreak outside Africa will lead to a pandemic, this according to an official on Monday, adding it remains unclear if infected people who are not displaying symptoms can transmit the disease. More than 300 suspected and confirmed cases of monkeypox have been reported in May, mostly in Europe. And recapping our top story this hour, the United States will not send Ukraine rocket systems that can reach into Russia, according to President Biden on Monday. This follows reports that the Biden administration was preparing to do so. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.